This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you along. Once again, running behind. No shock there.
Oops.
But I don't think the listeners really care about that. Does it make them sad, do you think?
I think TV probably is a little sad.
And it makes me sad.
I'll get an email about that.
I'll let you handle that. Now to some tennis trolling. I love tennis.
I enjoy tennis. It's just, it's become a real who the hell is that sort of game for me.
You know, I haven't ventured into the foray of tennis betting,
mm-hmm.
but there are a lot of people who say that money can be made betting tennis. I don't know why or how, but I've heard that.
I've heard. It's a thing.
Do you know why or how?
There's money to be
had. I don't know.
They say that tennis is like one of the easier sport. I don't know.
It may be that there's so many of the matches are lopsided.
Yeah, I think that's
that right. It's not like you can win the 50-50 bets as easily, but if you're willing to eat a lot of juice, like you can you can just kind of keep.
Or something. I don't know. Well, anyway, where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, the Australian Open started.
Mm-hmm.
And so Danielle Carter, do you know the Danimal?
I do know the Danimal, mainly
or not Carter, Danielle Collins.
I just have seen the clips of her
the Danimal
outbursts, if you will.
Yeah, she's awesome, and I'm here for this. I don't know if you are. I want more of this in my sports.
Well, I saw the other day down at the Australian Open, some dude went crazy on the net cam. You didn't see that?
No.
Yeah, there's a camera in the middle of the net for the close up shots, and my man just takes his racket and beats the living hell out of it.
All right.
Snaps the racket, breaks the camera. So a lot of high tea going on, male and female, at the Australian Open.
So Danielle Collins today was playing the local favorite, the Australian woman.
And they were letting her know about it.
Yeah, they were booing her.
By the way, she is Danielle Collins is American, in case you didn't
know. Yes, she is. She is one of us.
Yeah.
And they were booing her. She was clearly the villain in the match.
And did not mind playing into it.
She loved it. Yeah. And here is what it sounded like after she won.
You know, I was thinking during the match, I was like, if I'm out here, I might as well just take that big, fat paycheck. And Coco and I love a good five-star vacation. So part of that check is going to go towards that. So thank you guys. Thanks for coming out here and supporting us tonight. Thanks, everyone. Thank you guys. Love ya.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she was doing the Hulk, when they were booing, she was doing the Hulk Hogan.
Like, let me hear you.
Hand to the ear. And
yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, she was great.
Here's more.
Paige, what changed for you in the third set?
You know, I figured, I mean, it was a tough crowd, and I just figured, you know, if I'm going to be out here, I better take home that bigger paycheck. So, thanks for the paycheck, Australia.
I couldn't tell if you were using the crowd for you or if you were blocking it out. How did it help you or hurt you today?
I think a combination of both. I mean, I'm definitely somebody that kind of needs to have a bit of a fire, you know, under my ass. And I just feel like, yeah, all of this just motivates me to do better. You know, it's a pretty amazing feeling as an athlete, because the people that dislike you or hate you pay your bills. So that's a really rewarding feeling to be out here. And it just feels like a really great day.
God, she sounds like a grade A bitch.
Well, you know, she pulled the Dan Lanning. She's cooking on their grill.
Yeah. It clearly bothers her.
Yes.
I thought it was a little bit more fun. Like, she was just, you know, playing into it. They're rooting for the local. She's like, no, she was pissed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know what you expect. If an Australian came and played in the United States, I'm assuming that the Australian would not be the favorite.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of them would take that personally.
Yeah.
It's just they're rooting for their local.
She took it personally.
She took it personally. Here was her. So there's two clips here of her after the match.
I loved it. I, like, you know, I've been doing this my whole life, and I love playing in a crowd that has energy, regardless of what side they're on. And I'm somebody too, like, you know, it kind of just like motivates me even more. So it's kind of a good thing, especially when I'm not playing that well. So I think it really helped me in the end and just helped me concentrate more and challenged me at times, and just, yeah, pushed me kind of through the finish line. I was really happy too, like in the end, when I finally got momentum, I'm like, well, if I'm going to be out here for 2.5 hours and putting up with all these people, I might as well just take the bigger paycheck, right? And I was super happy to do that. And one of the greatest things about being a professional athlete is the people that don't like you and the people that hate you, they actually pay your bills. It's kind of a cool concept. And, you know, obviously my professional career is not going to last forever. And so I just remind myself every day, like when I have that kind of stuff, like they're paying my bills. Like every person that's bought a ticket to come out here and heckle me or, you know, do what they do, like it's all going towards the Danielle Collins Fund. So, like, yeah, bring it on. I love it.
Where are you going to
hold up? So me and my group of girlfriends, we love a 5-star vacation. So I can guarantee you that check is going to go towards our next 5-star trip, hopefully to the Bahamas. We like boats. We like big boats. We like yachts. So, we'll post about it and let you guys know how it goes.
God.
That's fantastic.
Look, Destiny is from here, and you know, I think they really wanted for her to win badly. I think there was a lot of people that were super drunk and had a hard time controlling themselves and were really excited. I think, too, they wanted to continue seeing a good, long, hard match. I'm from a different country and here competing against someone that's from here. And ultimately, it was a pretty cool environment, I thought. I mean, even though it was pretty rowdy, like, this girl loves it, so.
Does it phase you at all? I guess sort of being maybe even the pantomime villain going forward, like when you play Madison in the next match with the obese guys, remember it? It seems like it doesn't bother you.
Yeah, I mean, all I have to say is, like, good luck, like, pissing somebody off or getting under the skin of somebody that literally doesn't give a... Can I say it? I mean, seriously, like, good luck trying to get under the skin of somebody that really doesn't care.
That's the Danimal.
Yeah, you care.
Danielle Collins.
It sounds like she cares quite a bit.
When you take that much time to say that you don't care,
She's she seems very bothered.
That's the Chip Kelly, I don't listen, but I hear everything. That's
well, isn't that every coach that says that? Oh, I don't hear that.
And yet.
But somebody told me.
Someone told me. Okay. Yeah, you care. So,
Well, anyway, some high-level tennis trolling there for you. Some Aussie, Australian Open tennis trolling.
I asked Dan Lanning once about it. That's where the cooking on the grill comes from. And I asked him, I said, do you enjoy that? There's nothing better, because hostile crowds are tough to play in, right? It's home field advantage makes a difference. But there is no better feeling than going into a hostile environment and shutting people up. It's an amazing feeling if you can get over the hump, and she did. And so, you know, hey, USA, USA, baby.
All right. Up next, guess who doesn't have a signed contract?
Who?
On the fan. Well, lots being made of this today. And I'm not certain it's a thing. But, you know, this is what we do.
Sure.
In the media. There's really nothing discernible to be worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Yet all the stories stoke that, you know, kind of that fear.
Sure. Hey, and it leads, man.
Yeah, it is that Bill Belichick has not signed his actual contract with North Carolina yet.
Yes.
And so because of that, and that's actually quite normal that you get a term sheet first and then they do all the small language and give you the full contract a couple months later.
Well, that's like Mike Price, if you remember. Mike Price was the head coach at Alabama. He was down in Alabama, but he hadn't actually signed the deal. Problem is, just don't go get a hooker and stripper and all that and then get a DUI before you sign your contract.
Well, I mean, I guess it is worth noting that if Belichick were to leave for the NFL right now, the fact that he hasn't signed his deal, this is what the point of these stories that are out there is that it's a gray area whether or not there would be a buyout.
Yeah, because they're
$10 million.
The one I read on there was there's a sports lawyer that I follow, and he had a really nice piece on it. And he just said, it's a real gray area because we don't know. A lot of times he said in these term sheets, even though the contract hasn't been signed, there is a understanding. I forget what it was. It was like a memorandum of understanding that does bind you.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to go to some sort of arbitration, or maybe there is already language in there that's a buyout. But at the same time, it's not going to be this massive buyout. If the Raiders wanted to come calling, he was saying that the buyout for a 2 or 3 year deal is probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of $8 to $10 million. And if the Raiders really wanted him, that probably wouldn't be a huge problem to get out of. So, and that, by the way, that's even if he signs the contract. So,
yeah, I mean, it's kind of dumb because I think we're all a little, I don't know. We're all kind of side-eyeing Bill as if we know something about what he wants to do.
Yeah.
And we don't. The thing is, he has said, and even his girlfriend said today, they're committed to North Carolina.
Yeah.
We should, I mean, I know we don't believe coaches.
Well, and we should
trust that.
We do know the one thing is, and there's multiple people that have written about it, including The Athletic. There was a big piece the other day. Bill only went to college because he did not believe that the NFL was going to come calling. So if the NFL comes calling, would that be enough for him to go back and be like, this isn't what he granted? He would look bad. But as someone has pointed out in that article, Bill's not getting another job, whether it's North Carolina or whether it's the Raiders or wherever. This is it. This is it for him. So does it really matter that your name's a little bit of mud? See Nick Saban. Like, Nick was never going back to the NFL, so it didn't matter. Bobby Petrino, it didn't matter. So, you know, this comes down to whether or not Bill gets an offer, and whether it's $1 million or $10 million, depending on when he leaves. Because I guess the agreement that hasn't been signed, if he leaves in the first year, it's a $10 million buyout. If he leaves after next year, it's a $1 million buyout. Split the difference and say that it's $5 or $6 million. Between Bill and the Raiders, that is not going to be enough if Bill wants to leave to keep him there. So it comes down to, does someone really want him, and does Bill want to go back on the college thing, or is he all in at North Carolina? And no one knows what his decision is.
I mean, I think you're right that no one knows, and you never say never.
Yeah.
But it kind of bothers me that we get all this speculation when there is not a shred of anything other than serious speculation that is leading to it.
Yeah,
there's just nothing. No. He has said nothing. The only thing that came out was that Tom Brady called him about the Raiders job.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And nothing has come of that.
No.
So, I don't know. It's that's got to be frustrating.
Yeah.
Like I would imagine for Bill,
mm-hmm.
because even if he says, "Hey, this is where I want to stay, this is where I want to be, this is the reason I took this job, I'm staying here." We still don't believe him, and we're putting out stories that of here's what happens if he leaves, and when, you know, and all this speculation.
It is frustrating, and I don't mean to put this on Bill. But the coaching community has done this to themselves.
Yeah, there's no question about that.
So, and that's not fair to Dan Lanning, who I think has been pretty upfront about all this. It's not fair to Bill.
Dion.
But when the entire coaching community, since the beginning of this whole mess, especially now over the last 15, 20 years when there's this much money involved in it, you can't take anyone. Again, I go back to the Nick Saban thing. Nick Saban sat there and berated reporters and said flat out, I will not be the next head coach at Alabama. And then he was. So while I do feel bad for you, either way, Bill, you're making millions of dollars coaching a game. And ultimately, you know, I don't feel bad that we're going to speculate on your future. Is it fair? No, but I don't feel bad because it comes with the
territory. Well, I don't feel bad either. I just think it's kind of bad media.
Sure.
You know, it's, you know, this is why people don't like the media is you're strumming up fear about Bill Belichick leaving North Carolina with stories like, the management, if the ACC is really bothered because Bill Belichick hasn't hired his whole staff yet,
which is totally normal.
Exactly. That in what exactly. So these stories, what they're doing is they're getting you to a place where it's like, it's creating the doubt that Bill Belichick is not going to stay at North Carolina. And it's kind of. It's kind of Weasley.
It is, because while he may not stay, there's certainly the evidence that you're laying out is not real evidence.
No.
It's just it's conjecture.
It's fake. And it's not fake. It's real things, but you're trying to people think.
You're taking something that is very normal and you're making it seem abnormal. And that I'm with you. That's probably dishonest reporting.
Well, like with Dan Lanning too. I mean, there is an element, at least locally, of the media that believes Dan Lanning, right? Like Dan Lanning.
I think
I mean, he's basically said, like, we've kind of laid off that narrative because we believe him.
How forceful he is. Yeah.
But with Bill, I don't think he's ever going to get that benefit of the doubt.
Well,
you know,
again, the difference is.
Like you say, he probably shouldn't.
Yes.
But that's, I don't know. I think that's kind of.
The difference with Lanning is.
It's kind of bullsh.
We know Lanning wanted this job. We know Bill didn't want the North Carolina job. He just took it. It's the Mario Cristobal.
But that doesn't mean he's not committed to
that. Is true.
And
that
is true. That's what I think is unfair. Yeah. It's like, dude, he took it. Yeah. And he took it knowing that maybe an NFL job might come back on his radar. Yeah. But he took it going saying, hey, I'm going to do this. You know what? I'm out of the NFL.
Same time, if you've got a buddy of yours and he shoots for the moon with the hot at the bar, right? He shoots for the nine. And the nine's like, yeah, no. And he goes home with the six. And he's like, you know what? I really like the six. But you know that the nine is calling him next week. Where, you know, it's human nature to be like, dude, my man, you're going to go back with the nine. We just don't know whether or not anyone is going to roll out the red carpet for Bill. But I truly believe that if someone gave Bill what he wanted in the NFL, I think he would bolt on North Carolina.
You think so?
I do. I think that's where he wants to be. I think he wants the Shula record. I think he wants to go. I can't imagine the most competitive human being in the history of that sport wants to go out the way he went out and kind of being made a fool of because of what Tom did down in Tampa. Meanwhile, he flamed out in spectacular fashion and then was told by the rest of the, what does that do to your ego? You are the greatest of all time. And like the Atlanta Falcons and the Carolina Panthers looked at you and was like, yeah, no.
See, I think because he has an ego, he looks at it like, screw you. Yeah. You know, I'm leaving the NFL.
Could be.
And I'm better than you now.
Yeah.
Like, I get the last. I think that's probably how he looks at it.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't need you.
Yeah. I think it's more interesting. I hope he stays in North Carolina because college football is way more interesting with Bill at North Carolina. No offense, but if he goes to wherever, you know, we've seen the NFL with Bill. And by the way, he's not going to take a bad team like the Raiders and make them relevant in a year or two. He's just not. So stay at North Carolina and let me see how that plays out. Selfishly, I want to see him stay in college.
The only job that I could that I'm a little surprised he hasn't been talked about with is Jerry.
Yeah.
Like I figured Jerry would have great respect for him and you know, because Jerry doesn't give crap about the conventional wisdom about Belichick or his age.
No.
He, you know, I'm surprised Jerry hasn't been linked to Belichick, but we haven't heard that yet.
No, and the reports are that Jerry is doing this by himself. That Jerry is in charge of the hiring process. He's not talking to other people. It is Jerry's world, and he's going with it. And by the way, a day after we, and this is, so it's welcome to the media. A day after we were told that Deion had turned down Dallas and that he wasn't interested, now conflicting reports saying that absolutely that Deion, if he were to be offered that job, would take it, and that he's trying to, you know, push Jerry to offer it. So, you know, there's just so many different reports that get lobbed back and forth, and everyone wants to be first, and everyone wants to have the scoop, and I just think there's very few people that actually have a true full understanding of what's going on with these things, especially when it's one crazy old coot that's in there making decisions on his own.
I have scoop.
Oh, you got scoops?
I have scoop.
I love it.
And it is that, you remember that slap happy football coach that was the cop, but then he was at a camp with all his kids.
Oh, yeah, the Oregon cop. Yeah.
And he had a bunch of beers, and he went in and he woke them all up
by slapping them. Yeah, you can't do that.
Well, yes, you can.
Oh, you can?
Because he has been acquitted.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Oh.
It went to trial.
But he still got fired.
He did.
But he's not.
He got acquitted.
Really? You can slap around kids?
Apparently.
Wow. I didn't know that.
We'll get to that next on In the News. Here's Buck.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's me on guitar there.
So talented. You know Tom Morello?
Oh, is that Tom Morello?
I do believe that is Tom.
Oh. I am no Tom Morello.
He's pretty good at that guitar
thing. I love him. He's great.
Yeah.
All right. It is Jan 16, 2025. It is time for In the News. I am your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you so much.
Right in the butt.
Hey.
Thank you. It's brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Appreciate a Dragon Day. Mm. Appreciate a Dragon. I don't know what that means, but...
Yeah, there's not a dragon.
Maybe like a Komodo dragon or like a...
Yeah, there you go. Well, I told you my neighbor across the street, big into dragons, and they have inflatable dragons that they just decorate for the different holidays.
Okay.
So...
There's our... Dragon
that right now, the dragon is just deflated from Christmas, and I'm wondering if it's going to be blown up for Valentine's Day. Because it just stays deflated. It's just on the lawn. It never goes away.
Weird.
Yeah, it just sits there. And then they blow it up, and then it, you know, it was a Christmas dragon, and it'll be like an Easter dragon. It's a whole thing.
It is also Prohibition Remembrance Day. I don't know why we need that.
The temperance movement, if you will.
For all you sobers.
I think that's what they called that. The people that were trying to make us sober, get out of here with that.
Yeah.
Don't tell me how to live my life.
I'll tell you what, you know who's having that? What? Gen Zers.
Oh, yeah, the Gen Zers aren't drinking?
They're not drinking.
No, you're missing out.
I have numbers on that. Would you like those numbers?
That's why they're so anxious all the time.
Exactly. Dude, lighten up. Have a drink.
See some numbers here.
Yeah, they're smoking the weed.
So this is from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Mm-hmm. And it is annual expenditure on alcohol in the U.S. by generation. Mm. Boomers, $25 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Gen Xers, $23 billion. Mm. Millennials, $23 billion. Gen Zers, $3
billion. Good Lord. Is it because they don't have any money? Or...
Isn't that crazy?
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if that's because... You know, drinking's expensive to them, or they're finding other avenues. Again, a lot of them just smoking weed or mushroom. I do know a lot of people that are more into weed and mushroom now than drinking.
Yeah, I'm blaming the sticky icky.
I also think that young people need to realize you don't have to just
get housed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sit down.
That's
and
have a very
cocktail.
American
Light,
thing.
Lighten up.
It's like the Europeans know how
glass
to
glass of wine.
The Europeans know how to.
Yeah.
Drink in moderation, better than we do.
It takes an edge off. That being said, do not invite me out for a drink. That's a waste of my time. If we're going out for a drink, we're not going out for a drink, we're going out for drinks. Doesn't have to be 15, but we're not having one. Let's just make that abundantly clear right
what
now.
What if I only have one?
No. Then don't invite me out. What are we doing?
Well, we're talking. We're hanging.
For one?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I mean, what if I have a sarsaparilla for the other? You know, like maybe I don't want more than one drink.
No. Then again, I'm not your guy. It's either zero or let's go three. That's my zero or three. But then we're not
doing it. So if I invite you out and I don't drink,
yeah,
that's better than having one drink?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Don't quit on me. We're not having one. Don't give me that. Because you didn't even want the first one. What are you doing? If you're going to plant your flag, just plant it and be like, hey, I'm not drinking.
Well, luckily.
Granted, I'm going to make fun of you and push more on you.
Yeah,
but I'll somewhat respect it. But don't have one, nurse that drink for a half hour, and then be like, oh, one for me.
Well, luckily, I'm a guy who never just has one drink.
Thank you. You know why? Because you're a good man.
Well, I don't even know what that... I can't even physically do that.
Exactly.
Like, why? Why? Exactly. What is even the point of that?
What are we doing?
All right. Where was I?
I had to get that up. That was the closest thing I've had to a Schultzy rant in a while.
The former head coach of Westview High School in Beaverton has been acquitted on all 12 counts of harassment... Following accusations of waking up players on his team by shaking and slapping them at an overnight football camp. Remember, we talked about this.
Yeah.
His name is Jamal Jones.
I thought he was kind of dead to rights because, well, he slapped kids in the middle of the night. You can't do that.
I didn't know it was going to trial.
Yeah.
After a two-day trial testimony for 26 witnesses, the judge threw out the charges.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah. Over what? Just...
Well,
conflicting testimony, or they come to some sort of settlement? Sounds like they had him dead to rights and that he was slapping kids away.
I thought that he for sure would have been nailed on this as well. I don't know why he wasn't.
So his attorney said, Jamal and I had to bite our tongue during the initial press coverage here, but we believed in our criminal justice system and knew that the truth would eventually come out in court. Today it did, and I'm extremely happy for Jamal and his family. Mm. He is also a full-time police officer at Hillsborough Police Department. He has been on leave.
But he's... All right, so...
So he admitted to officers that he had been drinking. He said four Coors.
Now, is that Coors Light or those Coors Banquets?
I don't know. That night. Several students also filmed him, who seemed to purposefully seek out kids that were asleep and appeared to be making sure those students were filming before he purposefully woke them up. He later describes his actions to police as tapping to lighten the mood, referring to the team as entitled.
Hey, I see. I can't believe.
I know. Doesn't say really what the judge's decision
this
was.
This dumbass should never. And by the way, if you're listening out there, you indeed are a dumbass. Maybe you're a good guy. You're still a dumbass. You're entitled team, so you thought, let's drink. And by the way, can I do some drinking math here? When you're in trouble and you admit to four beers, that means you had eight beers. You just double it. That's right. There's no way you had four beers. You had eight beers. So you had eight beers, and then you decided to toughen up your team by waking them up in the middle of the night by nudging them. Dude, you're a dumbass. You just are.
Yeah,
you're at a football camp, and you decided it would be hilarious to smack kids around and wake them up. Good one, Full Metal Jacket. Sergeant Gunnery over there. You're a douche.
Yeah, I can't buy into this guy. That being said, him being acquitted, you know.
Damn.
Does he get his job back?
I would hope not.
Does he get another job? Surely he gets another job. Coaching football, right?
I wouldn't hire him. Look, the fact that you were drinking and going into kids' rooms while they were sleeping, let me also just say this. If you're at a camp and you are entering kids' rooms while they sleep, male or female, you don't get to be the coach. You just don't. You're done. You find me one excuse outside of a kid having a cardiac emergency and you're CPR trained, where you at a camp, cheerleading camp, football camp, baseball camp, where it's a good idea for the coach who's been drinking to think to himself, I got a good idea. I'm going to go into these kids' rooms while they're sleeping. No. No, it's not a good idea. What if the kid's naked? What if that kid sleeps nude? You're like, oh, it's going to be hilarious. I'm going to wake him up. Yeah, no, it's not a good idea. Again, you're a dumbass, and you don't get to coach kids anymore.
We have controversy in Pendleton. Have you been out to Pendleton lately?
I have not.
You ever been to the Roundup?
Yeah, I've been to the Roundup a couple times. My old man, rest in peace, the great Bob Brown, he loved him.
Loved the Roundup.
Some Pendleton Roundup.
We have Pendleton Roundup controversy next on The Fan. All right, this is in the news for January 16th, 2025. Your noted newsman here, very serious sports reporter and news reporter. We've got news contributor Jason Skukinik over there.
Ready.
He's got his little reporter hat on. It says press on it.
No,
it's a
but
fedora.
I did order this long sleeve top from Adidas. Why do they have the little thumb holes in the arms? Does anyone?
No.
I think runners like them.
Yeah, just to keep your
hands slightly warmer. I don't know.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's just to keep the sleeves down.
Is that what that is? Like, right? When you run, do your sleeves go up?
I think people don't like them dangling.
Well,
perhaps.
I didn't realize that it had. I just thought it was like a long sleeve top. And I realized that when I got it the other day, it's got thumb holes. And I'm like, why would I ever walk around with my thumbs in my arm sleeves? And I'm not.
Well, you're doing it right now.
I know. I was doing it just to demonstrate. I don't understand. So I was asking. That's my big news story is why. Why do I keep my thumbs through these? I thought you used to run. I thought maybe you would have answers to that.
I don't. They didn't have that when I ran. That was many years ago. Now, you should do an expose on this. You should put on your little press hat, your little press fedora, and go up to Adidas and get some answers.
Ask what's the deal with the thumbs.
Corner the guys in the parking lot.
Yeah. Like, hey, explain this to me. And shouldn't you tell me when I'm purchasing this that I've got thumb holes?
Yeah, they didn't tell you that?
It certainly wasn't in the description that I saw, but, you know. Maybe in the fine print.
The Pendleton Roundup attracts large crowds every year. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, the Pendleton Roundup, St. Paul Rodeo.
It's a big deal.
Those are good times.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Great American West.
Yes, it is.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, rodeo events, concerts, parades, you know the whole thing. This year, some attendees to the Roundup are experiencing sticker shock when booking their trip to the rodeo.
Uh-oh.
So the Roundup is September 10 through 13, And a lot of Pendleton hotels are already sold out.
Oh, yeah.
Other rooms you can get for in between $100 to $500. But there is a hotel chain that is listing rooms for $9,999.
Come again?
Yes. I feel like $10,000 for a room?
I feel like I can buy half of the city of Pendleton for $10,000.
Well, look at you, rich guy.
You have $10,000? That makes me rich?
Well, there's a casino there.
What do you think? That seems ridiculous. For the penalty, for like, what possible room could be worth that amount of money?
America's Best Quality Inn. Okay. Which, well, I don't know. Is that the same as a Quality Inn?
I think it's probably.
They've added America's Best Quality Inn?
I'm going to look up and see what the rating here is in Pendleton, Oregon on the America's Best.
It's 2 stars.
Seems a bit...
it's not good.
I would think that that's a bit of a price gouge.
They are listing some rooms for close to $10,000, including one queen bed suite from September 11th through 13th. Now, the property manager of the hotel says that he is working with a client who gets the rooms first before they open up to the public. So what that is they are reserving him those rooms, mm-hmm. and if you want them, you have to pay $10,000 for them. So you can screw that guy over,
yeah.
but you have to pay $10,000 to do it.
I'd like to point out that if you would like to stay this weekend...
Yeah?
At that...
$75?
62.
Wow.
And that's for a queen bed.
That's as low as it gets.
It's for a queen bed.
Isn't it?
Now, if you want the queen suite, right? It's going to run you a little...
That's what this one is.
Okay, that's going to run you a little bit more. It's going to run you $85.
What is the... did we ask this the other day when we were talking about the crappy hotels on 82nd?
Yeah.
What can you get a cheap hotel room for? Like, what is cheap anymore?
I believe when we were talking about those, when we were reading the reviews, I think it was $59 or $49 for the
Even at the worst.
Yes.
Drug-riddled...
Yeah. Oh, we read all the reviews where all yeah. that... And I believe those 59. Were right around $50.
So this is... this is as good as it gets here at the America's Best Quality Inn.
$85 for a suite? I think that's a tasty offer. $9,000? Oh, my God.
So the manager said that... actually, $10,000. The manager said that he would not tell the news who the client is, but once they reach a contract with that guy, or whoever it is... Mm-hmm. Then the rooms go down to $300 to $400 a night.
Can I still say to $300 to $400 a night? No.
And he said it should be back down in a week or so because they're...
Good grief.
Signing the deal.
But that's still not...
Isn't that weird that they have a deal with some high-end guy?
Yeah.
Who wants to stay there?
Yeah. The price gouging thing, though. You know, I went last year to with Dusty to the the Great Crab Feed in the middle of nowhere. I think it was Richland, Oregon. And... there was only one hotel in town, and the room that we stayed in had bloodstains all over it. And I'm not kidding. And not little spatters of blood. Someone had drug a dead animal through our hotel room. Just huge swaths of dried blood all over the carpet.
Damn.
Yeah, well, it's probably mainly used for people that are hunting things. I just enjoy the fact that someone decided to clean their animal in the hotel room.
Unless that was Maud's blood and she got a little mouthy.
It's possible.
I was going to say, you better hope it was an animal, not a human.
So the previous night when we had stayed at the Hitchin Post in the town just south of that, it was about $65 for a double room. Me and Dusty were sharing. So Dusty got that one. I was going to get the second one. And I remember checking in to that. And when the lady hit me with the price, I did the, excuse me, what? It was $170. And I was like, but because it was the crab feed. And so they jacked up. It was it was 3 to 4 times more.
They know what's up.
Because we looked the weekend after the crab feed, that room was back down to $50. Which I appreciate making a buck, but come on. You're just gouging people.
Yeah, they haven't announced who's coming for the concert.
Yeah.
But what if it's one of the big headliner concert rock star people?
Yeah.
Country star people?
Like Morgan Whalen or
yeah, but Zach they don't stay there. That's just for their bitches.
Ooh, I like it.
What do you mean by that?
Maybe that's who's... You think
it's a 2-star hotel.
Yeah, well, it's 9,000.
Throws people off the scent.
It does throw people off the scent.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're not paying $10,000 a night. Look, they're just saying that to reserve it.
I'll tell you what, for $10,000 a night, all the hookers should be included. That should be like an all-inclusive resort. I should get everything for that price. And I mean, including the bed bugs. It all comes with
it. I also think it's kind of funny that the hotel puts those rooms out to the public, even though they know they're reserving them for someone else.
Yeah.
Why even put them out? Like, then you're going to have to tell them, well, some guy was being a jerk and he paid $10,000 per night, so we don't have a room for him.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do that?
I don't know. But I feel it's just
why
kind
not
of
just block out the rooms for
them? Yeah, and say it's
so
not
no
available.
One can, yeah, no one can book them.
Yeah.
But you're letting people book them at a most unreasonable price.
Except no one could possibly book that. There's no one. No offense to the
Pendleton. I mean, I guess I would think
there's
not.
No one. Come on. How rich would you have to be? How much of an FU move is it?
Well, it would just...
For you to spend that...
It would have to be the enemy of the person who is trying to book them.
Yes. That's all it is. That is a... That you are
immortal. It's Lou Holtz versus Ryan Day.
That's the only one. Oh, yeah, dude. So you said it was over September what?
September 10 through 13.
Yeah. So I'm looking here. The cheapest... So I just went on whatever Priceline here, and the cheapest room for that weekend at any of these hotels is $500.
Yeah,
$500.
I ain't going to that thing.
No. 3 hours. You know what? I'll make the drive. I bet you could probably drive 45 minutes out of town and find.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to do that when you go at a concert at the Gorge or whatever. Yeah, you got to stay. Unless you camp there, you're not getting a room. I hate price gouging.
That's in the news for Jan 16, 2025. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. The Hot 5 is coming up next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.